You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Makes no difference what you sing. A bit of opera, a bit of swing. Make it sweet or make it bounce. Till the heart's tune that counts. Sing anything that you enjoy. Rinky-tinky, hoy-hoy-hoy. Make it sweet or make it bounce. Till the hoy-hoy is the tune that counts. Some folks said this kind of singing is sappy. They might be right in a way. But any kind of music makes me happy. It's okay to hoy, to hoy. Don't forget the lyrics when you sing. Racky-sacky or anything. Make it sweet or make it bounce. Till the hoy-hoy is the tune that counts.
Thank you. burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour, treat it like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yes, astonishingly enough, it's Radiola. It's May. It's been a while since I've done a show, I admit that. But we're back, back in tune, you might say, and I'm going to call it that for no particular reason. Not totally back in tune, because we're going to go away again, probably. But I did want to stop in, because there are some things that I really want to play. I had some very nice items, particularly from Molly Ryan's new CD, Swing for Your Supper, and I can't recommend that highly enough. So you'll hear a few selections from that, and I'll keep praising it. That's all. We began with Leah Watson, who is very underheard around here. needs to be played more. It's the tune that counts. 1939, indeed. That's what we're back in tune, and we're counting on these tunes to bring us up to a level of some cheerfulness. Andre Castellanet, speaking of tunes that count, Tiger Rag, 1938, and that's not bad. It's not not quite what you expect, but then of course nothing here usually is. Our theme, which you probably don't hear often enough, Willard Robeson. And Sam Lennon's I Pan a Troubadour's Wake Up, Chillin', Wake Up, 1929. This, as I say, is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I do go walkabout on occasion, and it's tough. It's tough to corral my moods to decide to want to do a show, but I've got some new items, and I will have more as time goes on. There will be some... I see this being more frequent as we get into summer, perhaps, or at least later spring. Paul Whiteman coming up. By the way, this will be on this playlist, and every other playlist will be on Radiola blog, as you know. So just look that up. Just type Radiola into your search engine or your handheld device. As long as it's something that's connected to the internet, and you should be able to figure out what we're out about here. But playlists are available, so you don't need to ask me what that song was, because you can find it. Paul Whiteman, and a very early recording of this, 1925, from the Garrick Gaieties, Rodgers and Hart, Manhattan. ¶¶ The original Wolverines, Royal Garden Blues, and, oh, that's a good one. That's the one with Jimmy McPartland, and not those are rather rare and unheard sides, too. 1927, that's from the Complete Wolverines on Archaeophone and the Off the Record series, and I recommend that, of course. Before that, a rather interesting Radiex, electrically recorded Grey Gull product from 1926, Barcelona. No vocal on there, though. Paul Bolognese and his orchestra. He was the musical director there over at Grey Gull, which sounds like a thankless job. But he did get credit on that label. But he was generally around there. Paul Whiteman and his orchestra, and he was much better known. Manhattan, Rodgers and Hart, 1925 on Victor. Yes, I think that played a little slower. That was one of those 76s rather than 78s. A few 80s in here, too. We'll work it out. This is Radiola, and we're not quite sure what speed we're at. Or even if we are actually back in tune, but we're saying we are, and that should be good enough for anyone. From the Superbatone CD, which was produced by Brad Kay, of original recordings from 1926 to 1930, here's Willard Robeson. I think this was 1926. Deep Elm, you tell him I'm blue, would you?
About Beale Street, way down in Memphis, Tennessee. You've heard them say that Broadway was the only place to be. I want to take exception to tell you about a place I found. Now just a street where they don't cheat. Down in Dallas town, Deep Elm, you tell them I'm blue. All the time that I'm away from you. For I can see my used to be one sweet woman who cares for me. Waiting for some new, just any old thing to cure Deep Elm blue. I've made up my mind that I'll go back home in Dallas. I'll never roam no more. I've been around more than I should. I never done nothing to do me no good, so I'm catching a rattler today. Hey, 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 to keep Deep Elm blues away. Back home in Dallas, I'm sure I'm headed that way. Now I've been around more than I should, and I never done nothing to do me no good, so I'm catching a rattler today. Hey, 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 to keep the Elm blues away.
Thank you. like my pal Jerry. He'll be my best man the day I marry. Gee, but fate was mighty kind to me to send back my pal Jerry.
Voice rang out hello and echoed in the valley down below. Then came back a maiden's answer sweet and clear. Cowboy tossed his hat up in the air. Said he, I've come to take you right away from here. Cheyenne, they say, is miles away, but there's a preacher there. Then she just drooped her eye. She was so very shy. So shy, oh my. And then he made reply. Cheyenne, Cheyenne, hop on my pony. There's room here for two, dear. And after the ceremony, we'll both ride back home, dear, as one on my pony from old Cheyenne. They rode that night and nearly half the day. Cheyenne was 67 miles away. But when at last they galloped up the street, the cowboy's pride was really hard to beat. On his arm his future bride a-carrying, but beneath the little church's dome, said she, I feel like turning back, not marrying. His face got red and then he said, you will or you'll walk home. If you ride back today, you'll honor and obey. I do, then he was heard to say. Cheyenne, Cheyenne, hop on my pony. There's room here for two, dear. And after the ceremony, we'll both ride back home, dear, as one on my pony from old Cheyenne.
Aileen Stanley, Cheyenne, Cheyenne, hop on my pony, would you? 1946, a recording from the Music Hall Varieties program on NBC. Those selections were later saved onto NBC Thesaurus transcriptions, which were syndicated. And those have been collected on a great CD issued by Jim Bedoyan over at Take Two, Music Hall Favorites, and I highly recommend that to you. Before that, the Missouri Jazz Band, Adrian Schubert leading that, Irving Kaufman, My Pal Jerry, 1926 on Banner. And yes, friendship is a great thing. If you have friends, you should be loyal to them, shouldn't you? It's always good to be to treat your friends decently and you know, stick by them, because a lot of them go through stuff sometimes. Willard Robeson, Deep Elm, You Tell 'Em I'm Blue, 1926. Brad Kay's reissue on Superbitone. That's Superbitone 736. I'll link to all those. Of course I will, on my playlists. I always do that. I'm a linking fool at times. Or blinking, maybe. That would be the expression. And, well, once I get my glasses, I should be better. I'm Andy Sr., and I have to blame astigmatism for everything. And this is Radiola, and this is rather short-sighted, but we're looking at the long view, too. Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band, and it was fairly original. In fact, he recorded jazz before the original Dixieland Jazz Band did, if you want to make that stretch that point to the breaking point. In 1918, here he recorded a medley of Foxtrot Blues, but I'm only going to give you the main one that you'll recognize, Dallas Blues, and that was 1918, and here he is on Columbia.
Thank you.
Eddie Elkins' orchestra, and that is hot. That is so jazzy. It's amazing. It's quite a record, in beautiful condition, too. 1922 on Columbia. Who cares? Yes, it's sort of what they said when they remade that 1922 period novel with modern music, which I won't say what it is. Why give them any business? That's what music sounded like in 1922 right there, and that was hot stuff. Who cares indeed? I think that's a Milton Ager tune. It's great music indeed. Before that, the All-Star Trio, very well recorded for 1920. You had F. Wheeler Wadsworth on the sax, George Hamilton Green on xylophone, Victor Arden on piano, and also the composer of this tune, Max Cortlander, on piano, anytime, any day, anywhere, on Brunswick. Before that, Wilbur Sweatman's original jazz band playing Dallas Blues, among other things on that record. All these medleys, you got to write everything out, and I'm just too lazy. So that can be looked up, I suppose. 1918. And I'm not looking it up because I barely got to the microphone today. That's how I'm feeling. And I'm Andy Senior. And once you get out of bed, that's half the battle, as far as I'm concerned. Sometimes it is the battle. And this is Radiola, and we're not going to battle with anybody. And if anybody wants to make trouble, they can just listen to this Muke or somebody. or somebody else, even. I don't care. Van and Schenk, 1923. This is Columbia 6D, one of those flag-issue Columbias, sitting in a corner. Yes, and I should be.
While everyone
has fun,
is having fun,
I'm just in the way.
That's why I grow more lonesome every day. Sitting in the corner, that's all I do. Sitting in the corner, one cent for two. I find a corner where there should be a loving pair, but always wind up there, all alone and blue. Sitting in a corner, they pass me by. No one ever finds me, I wonder why. If you had nobody near you to cheer you, you'd be sitting in a corner, the same as me.
Each night at eight,
I always wait
for someone to phone. I sit up late,
and how I hate to
sit up alone. I just go out, about,
and look about,
one night in the week, but never find the happiness I seek. Sitting in the corner,
like Jackie Horner,
that's all I do.
There's nothing else to do.
Sitting in the corner,
just like a mourner,
one before two,
that is big enough for two.
I find a corner where there should be a loving pair, but always wind up there, all alone and blue,
all alone and blue.
Sitting in a corner, they pass me by.
I could lay right down and die.
No one ever finds me, I wonder why. If you had nobody near you to hear you, you'd be sitting in a corner, the same as me.
Why do men and women love each other? When they marry, will they face heaven or the other place? Which is which and who knows what is what? I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. Boy and girl try their luck. Preacher man makes a buck. They go in, but they can't get out. Married life, sweeter than fudge. But someday will they say, good morning, judge. I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. He says do, she says don't. He says will, she says won't. Pretty soon they begin to shout. Hubby throws her a rose just for her hair. When will he tenderly throw her a chair? I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. Every man who's hungry for the White House says the other party is a fake. Democrat, Republican, put each other on the pan. After all, what difference does it make? I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. Why do wise little guys marry gals twice their size? That's the thing I can't figure out. What a life when your wife towers above. She'll be boss, always cross, no turtle dove. I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about. Closing cafes. How do cops drive their own packers these days? I don't know, you don't know, he don't know, she don't know. No one knows what it's all about.
About his head, kindly get off the line. If you're through, let me say a word or two. Boy, you haven't seen nothing yet. Wait until you see mine. You'll soon enough find out just why I rave about my pet. How I love her, my pet. Speaking of her, say I bet there's nobody like my pet. Why, pet, with another, my pet, pet no other, and I pet, with nobody but my pet. She's so refined, sweet and kind, perfect gem, and say, has she got it? Lots of it. Oh, baby, she's got them, my pet, told me cutely, I'm set, absolutely, so I pet, with nobody but my pet. I don't know enough fancy words to tell you how she looks. Gosh, oh, gee, she's a girl you want to see. I wish I were one of those birds that could write rhymes in books. I'd wear a million pencils out, writing pretty rhymes about. Thank you.
meet her someday. You may meet her and you'll bet there's nobody like my pet. She's totally fine, sweet and kind. She's just a perfect gem and say has she got it. Lots of it. Oh baby, she's got them. My pet told me kiss, 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 kiss. I'm set after the doom, 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 doom. So I pet with nobody but. There ain't nobody but my pet.
The Harmony Brothers, 1928, My Pet. Sounds like the Radio Franks, although it could be somebody else. It has a very familiar sound to it. I don't think they were actually named Harmony, and I don't think they were actually brothers, but they sounded pretty good there on My Pet. And what can you do about that? Before that, Frank Crummett with a record that I've played before. But I really like it, and I feel like it's sort of the undercurrent of most of my life. Trying to talk to people and not saying too much. No one knows what it's all about, 1924, and indeed they don't. And if they need me to enlighten them, then I'll be out of breath and they'll be out of patience. Van and Schenk, Sitting in a Corner, 1923. That's Columbia 6D. And well, that's a very small shoe size, but it's also an old record from 1923. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I just decided I'd come in and do one today, only because I'm sure I was missing it. You may hear from me a little less sporadically as time goes on. I've got a big bunch of records coming in, but one of the main reasons I decided to plug in the microphone today and do a program is I've already been scooped on this because a couple of other hosts have played this CD, but I really, really, really want to play selections from Swing for Your Supper, recorded in last year, sometime in October of 2012. And we, in fact, were part of the funding of this, and we were so glad because this is one of the most. And not just because of that, because it is. It's just one of the most fantastic CD issues of jazz I have ever heard. And Molly Ryan and her group of musicians are fabulous. And I don't use that word lightly, although some people do. Randy Reinhardt, cornet; Dan Barrett, trombone; Dan Levinson, clarinet; Chris Flory on some of these on guitar. Although Bucky Pizzarelli was in on a few sessions too. Mark Shane, piano; Vince Giordano, bass; Kevin Dorn, drums. And on this selection, Molly is accompanied by peer vocalists. They're not backup singers. There's a peerage here, and they're all equally fantastic. But we have also Maud Maggart and Banu Gibson with Molly singing Sing for Your Supper.
As strong, all the canary knows his song, but the canary gets along. Gilded bird, sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat if their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll get dinner. Dine with wine of choice if romance is in your voice. I heard,
she heard,
from a wise canary, trilling makes a fellow willing. So,
and so,
little swallow, swallow now.
Here's how.
Now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread. canary trilling makes a fellow willing. So little swallow, swallow now. Now is the time to sing for your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds are not dumb. They don't buy a crumb of bread, it says. So sing and you'll be fed. Bop-bee-bop-bee-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop-bop